the head that once was crowned with thorns. Christian worship hymn 531. While the calendar year ends on December 31st, this coming Sunday marks the end of the church year. While the church year developed over time, it has its roots back in New Testament times. Lutherans have joined many other church bodies in following the church year. On Sunday, we will celebrate Christ the King. This Sunday was added to the church calendar in 1925, and we Lutherans have been marking it since 1993. Christ the King reminds us that Christ is at the center of the entire church year, and Christ our King rules over our hearts now and forever. The hymn we consider today is the hymn of the day for Christ the King Festival. It reminds us that Christ is a truly unique King. Verse 1, the head that once was crowned with thorns is crowned with glory now. A royal diadem adorns the mighty victor's brow. The gospel reading for Christ the King may seem out of place. The events described in Matthew's gospel take place on Good Friday when Jesus was in the custody of Pontius Pilate. It was here that Pilate's soldiers recognized Jesus as a king by putting a scarlet robe around him, placing a staff in his hands, and thrusting a crown of thorns, that is, into his head. Then they mockingly called him a king. The soldiers didn't take Jesus seriously. Many in our world do not take Jesus seriously either. But the things that Jesus endured before Pilate and on the cross were done for the sake of all sinners. Jesus no longer wears a crown of thorns. His crown now is a royal diadem. Last fall, my wife and I visited the Tower of London, where the crown jewels are located. The glorious crowns of the various kings and queens of the past were on display. The power that those crowns represent is nothing compared to Christ's power. In coming back to life, Christ proved that he has won the victory over our worst enemies. Verse 2, the highest place that heaven affords is his by right, the King of kings and Lord of lords and heaven's eternal light. At the end of the Easter season, we celebrate the ascension of our Lord. 40 days after Jesus rose from the dead, he ascended into heaven before his disciples' very eyes. Ephesians 1 tells us that Jesus is now seated at the right hand of God. This is the highest seat of honor. It is the seat of all power and glory. Jesus, the Son of God, has returned to his rightful place. There is no one greater in power than King Jesus. The fact that Jesus is pictured as being seated does not mean he is doing nothing. He continues his rule in heaven. In fact, he is the very light that illumines heaven. Verse 3, the joy of all who dwell above, the joy of all below, to whom he manifests his love and grants his name to know. Christ the King does not rule with an iron fist. His rule is a loving one. In fact, he showed that love by what he did in suffering and dying for us. He continues to show that love by bringing us into his kingdom and making us his royal subjects. Nothing gives believers in heaven and believers still on earth greater joy than when Christ makes himself known to more people so that they too are brought into his kingdom. It gives us joy when we see the petition, "Thy kingdom come," answered as Christ's rule reaches new hearts. Verse 4, to them the cross with all its shame, with all its grace, is given their name, an everlasting name, their joy, the joy of heaven. The cross was reserved for only the worst of criminals. Jesus, though completely innocent, became sin for us and endured the shame of the cross, the shame we should have endured. As a result, We will not suffer eternal punishment for our sins. Instead, we are eternally pardoned. However, because we bear the Savior's name, we are called on to take up the cross and follow Jesus. Following Christ the King means that we can expect to be persecuted for our faith. But Christians know that it all turns out well in the end. This causes us to rejoice because, as Jesus said, your names have been written in heaven. Verse 5, they suffer with their Lord below, they reign with him above, their profit and their joy to know the mystery of his love. Believers on earth belong to the church militant. One day believers will join the saints triumphant in heaven. What is it that keeps believers going while suffering here? The mystery of his love. God's love is certainly mysterious. From the time that Adam and Eve fell into sin, God's plan of love to restore people to himself was set into motion. A great mystery in all this is, why didn't God simply scrap his creation that was now completely tainted with sin? Equally mysterious is this. Why did the Son of God agree to the plan? This love of God is so mysterious that the Bible gives it a special name, grace. It is this mysterious concept of grace that enables us to reign with Christ forever in heaven, where we will and can speak to our Savior, who alone can give us answer to these mysteries. Verse 6, the cross he bore is life and health, though shame and death to him, his people's hope, his people's wealth, their everlasting theme. Do you fully know the impact that Jesus' cross has had on your life? None of us can fully know, but there are things we can understand. Jesus' cross means that instead of suffering the consequences of sin and hell, which Jesus did for you, you have an eternity in heaven waiting for you. Jesus' cross means that even now your life has purpose and meaning as you seek to serve God and as you share the wealth of God's grace to others. Jesus' cross not only gives us certain hope for the future, but it will be the centerpiece of our existence now and forever. The theme of Jesus as King comes up frequently throughout the church year. Advent anticipates the coming of the newborn King, while Christmas celebrates the King's arrival. Epiphany reveals more and more details about Christ the King. Lent reminds us that this King is very different than any other because he is a suffering servant. Easter proclaims the great victory that this risen King has won for us. Finally, the season of Pentecost shows how this King rules our hearts. This hymn lays out beautifully why Christ the King is so important to us by stressing his uniqueness in his suffering and dying for our eternal welfare. Let's join in singing praises to this King on Sunday in anticipation of singing his praises around the throne of God.